This program is a paid commercial announcement from Jacob Media Partners and does not reflect the views of WPHT or its management. Today's program is pre-recorded.
There are so many choices when it comes to selecting the right financial institution. Start with the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union. We're right here in your city. We're also the official credit union of Temple University, and anyone who lives, works, worships, and studies in Philadelphia can open an account with convenient locations throughout our city of brotherly love. Also online at pfcu.com with free online and mobile banking. We're not here for our profit, here for yours. Federally insured by NCUA.
Free speech lives here. Talk Radio 1210. WPHT. WPHT HD. WOGL HD3. Philadelphia. A radio.com station. Now, from the Malamut & Associates Law Studios, it's good news in real estate. If you're a homeowner, if you're selling a home, or perhaps purchasing a home or vacation property, welcome to our home. It's good news in real estate, presented by the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union. Your host for the next radio hour, the mortgage mom, Deanne Kitsaris, along with real estate veteran and owner-operator of the Philadelphia Real Estate Classes, Mark Cumberland. Your real estate education starts right now. It's Good News in Real Estate, presented by the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union.
Good morning. Get ready to laugh and learn here on Good News in Real Estate on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT. I'm Mark Cumberland, along with my co-host, the mortgage mom, Deanne Kitsaris. How are you, Deanne?
I am doing fabulous, Mark. If I was any better, I'd be you.
You'd be doing really good.
Yeah, okay.
And we're here every Sunday, 9 a.m., to keep you informed on real estate because we are the only show in town in all media talking about real estate. People need to know what's going on. So if you want to ask us a question about mortgages, residential, commercial, real estate, whatever your need is, give us a call. My number is 267-266-5501. What's your number, Dean?
My number is 609-605-7153.
And we're just here to help in any way we can. You can listen to this show and past shows at our website, goodnewsinrealestate.com, and also at WPHT's website. So what's coming up today?
Coming up on today's show, Mark, we have the market report.
Got a good one for you.
We have our business tips with Asking Dr. A.
Yes.
We have Mark's funny story.
Got one for
you. We have our mortgage mom topic,
which is
coming home for the holidays.
Ooh, and they're coming up quick.
They are.
Man,
I can't believe we're going to be in November. We also have our questions. If I buy a foreclosed home, fix it up, and then resell it, is it possible to sell it to someone with a 540 credit score? Anyway, without a credit score. The next question is, would the seller consider a 6 or 12-month lease, at which time we could get our own financing? Next question is, if a house deed was registered in my name before I turned 18, be contested by a disgruntled relative that now wants the house?
That's a good one.
The next question is, what appliances are going to be conveyed at settlement? Last question is, how can I tell if a house that is up for sale currently has people living in it?
Ride by at night.
Mark, our topic of the day is selling during the holidays is not all bad.
Especially in 2020.
But first, give us your motivational quote.
And the motivational quote is, those who make the worst use of their time are the first to complain of its shortness. And I hear that one all the time. All the realtors I know and small business, I never have enough time. Yeah, because they're always in the 80% and not in the 20% where you're supposed to
that
be.
That is correct.
So where are we at?
Mark, we are up to the market report.
And there is the bell. So anyway, sales of new residential homes are up 32%.
32%? Did you say 32%?
I did say 32. And new residential homes blew away last figure, soaring 32% year over year, according to some data released Monday by the U.S. Census Bureau. Sales of new single-family homes hit an adjusted annual rate of 959,000 during the month of September, according to data. That's 3.5% increase from the month prior. I'm telling you, real estate's booming, but nobody knows what's going on.
It's true.
At all.
No, it's true.
I keep running into people. I was up to Lake And somebody asked me, some neighbors, doesn't the real estate market suck with all this virus stuff? I'm like, real estate's booming. They're like, really? And then I give them the script. I give them how great of a time it is to buy. Hell, it's a great time to sell. And they're like, really? Really? That's the survey, number one survey answer, really. Home buying demand remain robust due to low rates, continued demographic demand. And demand is spilling over from existing home markets where homes are even harder to find. And then you got all the fleeing the taxes. Median sales prices in September was $326,800, while the average sales rate reported was $405,000. This is national data. Supplies continue to be low with only a 3-month supply at the current sales price. I think Philly were under 3 months. Despite the eye-popping increases, new residential home sales actually came in below expectations, according to one guy. New home sales for the sector, a number of challenges, including sky-high lumber costs and the ongoing pandemic. But he's definitely not in Philly metro market. The housing market, which has been surging for the last several months in defiance of the broader economy. In fact, housing is leading the economy. Now, this guy's thinking it's starting to show some cracks, but I don't think it is. As the economy continues to gingerly get back to its feet, and I don't think an economy is getting gingerly back to its feet. I think it's kind of roaring back to its
feet. Agreed.
11 million jobs in the last couple months. Buyers have continued to enter the market. Builders have done their best to keep up with the surging demand. However, the new market is not immune from some problems facing the broader market, namely tightening inventories. And home sales are rapidly increasing during the pandemic. And that's been the case all along here. And luxury homes, this is interesting. Luxury home sales, the million-dollar ones, are up 34% year-over-year. Now, a year ago, I remember that high-end market was the slowest market. That market is picked up.
Well,
you know why? Yeah. That's all the millionaires running out of New York from that mayor.
Yeah, but Mark, it also has to do with the interest rates.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Because, you know, especially in that million-dollar range,
right,
you're saving a lot with low interest rates. And so it's revealing a tale of two markets, the have and the have-nots a little bit. But that high-end market's usually the slower market. But what they did to in certain states like California, New York, Jersey, taxing them to death, man. Millionaires can afford to move. And if you're going to save, and you can move and be under three or at three, you're saving buku bucks, let alone the taxes.
Without a doubt. So, I mean, your jumbo rates are right around 3, 3.25.
I know. Home prices are climbing across the board as buyer demand remains high and inventories remain low. Sales for homes priced 250 to 500 increased 36% last month, NAR said. And the median home price in September reached a record high of, this is nationwide, $312,000. I remember back when we started the show, the average price in the country was like two something. Remember? 11 years ago?
I have enough problems remembering 11 hours ago.
That's up 14% from a year ago.
That's crazy.
I think when we started the show 11 years ago, the average price for a house in the United States was like $212,000.
I was going to say $250,000.
Yeah, I don't even think that was that high. So tell us about the rates, Ms. Katsaris.
Mr. Cumberland, the rates are phenomenal. You have a 30-year fixed ranging anywhere from 2.625% to 2.75. You're 15.
I'm giving subliminal messages. I'm just going to whisper Devlin as you do the rates.
I have a call with him. I'm going to be on the phone with him. So,
We'll talk.
All right, your 15-year, 2.625%. 30-year jumbo is between 3 and 3.25%. Your FHA loan is 2.625%.
Definitely.
Oh, my God. That's insane.
They are some great rates. I mean, I was talking to somebody the other day, and they were at 4.41, 4.42. I said, you should look into it.
Okay, so
One of the Lawsons, one of the Lawson boys.
So one of the, a client that I have from the radio show, we are currently, we're doing a refi. I'm not going to get into a whole lot of details because he's a longtime listener, but I am saving him $817 a month.
Wow.
$817, that's a mortgage payment.
That's a Mercedes.
That's true. That is a Mercedes payment.
All right, so there are some great rates. So with that, we are bringing you more good news, and we're the only people in town doing this. It's me and you, Deanne, against the world.
I was just going to say that.
Against all of the media.
You're not going to break out into a song, are you?
No, I could possibly. But we are the only ones talking about real estate in Philadelphia, in Philly Metro. So, with that, you're listening to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT. All positive, all the time. We'll be right back.
On behalf of the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union, we hope you're enjoying Good News in Real Estate with Deanne Katsaris and Mark Cumberland. The Philadelphia Federal Credit Union, not here for our profit, here for yours. Deanne and Mark will have more after the break and this message from Debt Free Living. Learn more at WeHateDebt.com.
All right, welcome back to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. All positive, all the time. So where are we at, Ms. Katsaris?
We are up to Mark's funny story, but I think I'd rather tell a story that we just did on Brit. No, never mind.
Yeah, I don't think
so. Go ahead,
so.
Tell us your funny story.
But anyway, so here's the story. So this couple move in. They got a 10-year-old kid. They move into a new neighborhood, and it's the school boy, was finding fifth grade math to be like a real challenge. Science, piece of cake, geography, no big deal, spelling, ha, give him a break. But math, it was devastating. Not only to him, but to his mom and dad too. And they weren't doing everything that they could do to help their son. They felt bad. They got private tutors, peer assistants, CD-ROMs, textbooks, even hypnosis, because they thought it was like a thing with math. Nothing worked. Finally, at the assistance of a family friend, they decided to enroll him in a private school. And not just any private school, a Catholic school with the nuns, weekly mass, the whole shooting match.
Oh, no.
Well, the first day of school finally arrives. He's dressed in his school uniform. The youngster ventures out into the great unknown. His mother and father are convinced they're doing the right thing. They're both there waiting for their son when he returns home. He comes walking in with a stern, focused look on his face. You know, they looked at one another. They hoped they made the right choice. He walks right past them, straight up to his room, quietly closes the door. For nearly 2 hours, he toiled away in his room with his math books strewn about his desk, surrounding the floor. He only emerged enough to eat. After quickly cleaning his plate, he went straight back to his room, closed the door, worked feverishly on his studies. This pattern continued consistently for the whole first quarter of the report card. So after school, the boy walks home, and he's got his report card unopened in his hand. Without a word, he just drops the envelope on the dining room table and went straight to his room. And his parents, like, looked at one another. They were, like, petrified. What lies inside this envelope? Success? Failure? Doom? Patiently, cautiously, the mother opens the letter, and to her amazement, she saw a big, bright red A under math. Overjoyed, she and her husband rush into the son's room. They're thrilled at the remarkable progress that their son made. And so the father asks, was it the nuns that did it, son? And the boy only shook his head and said, no. The mother said, was it the one-on-one tutoring or the peer mentoring? Asked the mother. Again, the boy shrugged, said no. Then he goes, the textbooks, the teachers, the curriculum, the father asks? This boy nods his head, no. He goes, it was all very clear from the first day of Catholic school. He goes, how so? His mom said. When I walked into the lobby, I saw this guy that he had nailed to a plus sign on the wall, and I knew they meant business.
Oh, my God.
You didn't see that one coming,
did
you?
I did not.
I'm telling you.
If you didn't get that joke, give us a call at 267.
We were talking to our engineer, Frank, about the show. I mean, in 11 years, we're up to like, I don't know, 900 shows. I mean, it's getting really hard to find jokes.
Well, if you have a funny story you'd like to hear on our show, send it to 8029@comcast.net or give us a call at 267-266-5501.
And now it is time for the Mortgage Mom segment with the Ann Katsaris, the greatest mortgage lender on the East Coast.
Maybe on the East Coast?
I only gave her the East Coast, but I maybe in the world. But I'm telling you, she is great. Anyway, and her topic is coming home for the holidays. Now, she is Greek, and this could be a big party.
Oh, my God.
So tell me about this, Ms. Katsaris.
So basically, Mark, what I wanted to talk about right now was coming home for the holidays, which is all people are trying to do right now. They want to get into their homes, whether it's going to be for Thanksgiving, whether it's going to be for Christmas. I mean, we're literally, okay, not that far away from Thanksgiving. And I have people that are not under contract yet and want to be in their home for Thanksgiving. So how do we make that happen? That's a great question.
That is a good question.
The way we're going to make...
I know the answer. Tell them, Al.
What was it?
I said, I know the answer, but you tell them, Al.
So basically, we need to be organized. And we all know that the market is crazy. We all know that on the show, I rant and rave about how we all have to have our documents in order and everything needs to be verified, this and that. It goes on a little bit deeper than that. And that's why my team does such a great job. Not only are we going to gather all of the documents, okay, but you need to make sure that when you put an offer in on a specific home, okay, with me, that I'm calling the realtor. I'm telling the realtor what a great buyer you are. Not only that, but that we have all your documents. So you're going to be able to close on time. Because without that, Mark, there's delay after delay, getting the verification of employment, trying to get the right bank statements. I mean, we're running out of time right now as it is because the appraisers are working overtime. The title company is working overtime.
Everybody's busy,
but it's got to be, we're calling it like organized chaos right now, so to speak, because as long as everybody's on the same page, the team is working together, we can get it done. We're hitting our commitment dates. We're hitting our settlement dates. And it's all because the team is working together to get it done. So the appraisals are getting ordered. The title work is getting done. I mean, the people that we're working with are doing a phenomenal job. And it's like a well-oiled machine right now. So...
It's exactly what Dr. A's been talking about for the last couple of weeks. You have a great team and stuff gets done.
Right. And, you know, I was on a Zoom call last week with a realtor. She has a team of about 15 agents. And one of the things that she was saying that they do is, again, there's no I in team. They all work together to get everything done. And you can't do it alone. You can't do it alone. So... My whole point is, again, don't wait till last minute. If you're looking to get into a house now, get pre-approved, get organized, and let's get it done. People say, well, you know, my realtor told me it's going to take 60 days. We're going to get it done in 27 days so that you are going to have that big bird on your table.
And you got to be careful who you're listening to. I had somebody call me up that listened to the show and asked me a question. And somebody told her she's a foreigner in the country working on her citizenship. And somebody told her that she couldn't be a real estate agent in the United States for 5 years. I was like, what? Like, you got to really be careful who you take advice from.
And that's exactly right. I mean, don't be asking Uncle Harry. We say this all the time, but, you know... There's new people.
Uncle Harry's got a bad rep.
He does. And we throw the dentist in there once in a while, too. We throw him under the bus. But again, you know, you got to work with professionals, and it's all about communication. And that was the one thing that when I talked to that realtor today, or the other day, we were talking about being able to communicate and be problem solvers, solution solvers, so that if there's something that can't be done, you know, a lot of the loan officers now are not returning phone calls because they're too busy. So if a deal doesn't work,
and that's a crock,
it's ridiculous.
If you can't answer my phone call, that's an issue.
But I mean, if something goes wrong, they're ghosting the clients because they have so much business right now that they're just going to move into the next one. But
you know what it is? They're stuck in the 80%. Don't make excuses for
them. I'm not making excuses.
They're always busy.
I am not. Will you let me finish my segment, please?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
See, you made me lose my train of thought. The one thing I wanted to say is they think there's enough business, right? They think there's enough business that's going to carry them. But it's your reputation. Because you don't know who people know. So my point is, we can get you in for the holidays. Give me a call at 609-605-7153. I'm revamping my whole entire website right now. It's going to be amazing. I'm so excited to work with VisionLine right now. But the market's crazy, but we can still get it done. And if I can't get it done, I'll tell you.
Right. That's the thing. Like, if I give you somebody, I don't go quizzing them about everything in their personal life. I ask them a few questions, then I give them to you, and you tell them where we're at. And then we know. And then if they can't do it, we have a plan. And then you know what? 6-8 months later, they're buyers.
Exactly.
And then when you call me up and say, Mr. Cumberland, they're good to go. I know they're good to go. I don't have to worry about nothing.
Right. And it's not a commercial. I mean, I have an opportunity to be on the show and talk about it, but it's just everybody else doing such a horrible job makes us even look better. Not everybody does a horrible job, but there's enough bad ones out there. Yeah.
There's a lot of them. They get caught in the 80%. They don't mean to do a bad job, but they lose track of the 80 and what's the 20 and what's the 80.
Right.
And they spend most of their time in the 80%. And that stuff catches up to you.
Thanks, Mark.
I know. I'm just trying to help
out. I appreciate it. All right, let's go over our questions. Are you ready?
Now we're going to a break, I think, and coming back for the questions.
I think you're right.
I think I am right. All right, so that was a good segment. Coming home for the holidays. I thought it was going to be about a Greek party at your house. But anyway, so with that, you're listening to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, all positive all the time. We'll be right back.
Deanne and Mark are halfway through this week's edition of Good News in Real Estate, presented by the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union. Not here for our profit, here for yours. When the show returns, more real estate news from around the Delaware Valley.
All right, welcome back to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, all positive, all the time. So where are we at, Deanne?
We are up to our question and answer segment.
Very good. So what's the first
one? The first one is, if I buy a foreclosed home and I fix it up and then resell it, is it possible to sell it to someone with a credit score of 540 or without a credit score?
Sure.
Oh, really?
There's a way to sell it to them.
Okay.
Yeah. You could hold a note. So say you had this house, you bought it, right?
Yep.
And say you bought it cash, so you don't have a mortgage. So now you're going to sell it to this guy for a profit, and you have a mortgage created. A title company runs the title, does everything, and you create a note, and you are the bank. And now maybe you bought it for $100, and it's worth $250. You fixed it up, and he's going to pay $2,500 a month for this twin in the Northeast Philly or whatever. And now you're paying off what you owed and you're making money every month and you hold the note. That's one way to do it.
It's a private mortgage. There are some companies that will do it as low as a 540. I mean, the interest rate's going to be a lot higher. Somebody that also doesn't have a credit score, they're going to need some assets, and you can go through a hard money lender with that as well. But there are some companies that'll do it at a 540 credit score.
Yeah, but you're going to pay for that.
Sure. Build up the credit, refinance, and lower the rate.
Right. What's the next one?
The next question is, would a seller consider a 6 or 12 month lease, at which time we would get our own financing?
Yes, because if you don't ask, the answer's
no.
Exactly. So, you know, this is like the old rent to buy scenario, and somehow you run into this and some seller wants to sell you, but at the moment you're not in a position to qualify for a mortgage, or you don't have enough funds for the closing costs, so you want to do a lease option to purchase. So you get a real estate agent, somebody to set this up for you with a lease option, and at the end of that option, you get the financing and you purchase. Problem solved.
Very good.
America is a great country, man.
Well, that's definitely an option and a way to go, without a doubt.
Yeah.
So next question is, if a house deed was registered in my name before I turned 18 years old, can it be contested by a disgruntled relative that wants the house?
This is a good one, man. I like this question because it's according to what happened. Now, if there was a will, and this was willed to him, and then he turned 18,
in a
that's
trust,
one scenario.
Right? In a trust.
But if there was no will, but he was just a surviving sibling, and then it turned out to be there was somebody else, and they put it in his name prior to, because you got to be 18 years old to own property in Pennsylvania. So this is an interesting one. It's according, we need a little more detail, but if it was willed to him or it was in a trust to him and it was spelled out, then the other disgruntled relative's out. Now, if somebody screwed up, this is why people need to have a will or a trust. And see, now, this could have been the favorite son, like the song, the favorite son. And they thought they were going to be, he was going to just get the property automatically, and then this happens. And then, you know, and then everything's screwed up. That's why I tell everybody join Legal Shield, and the first thing they do is send you a will. A will shows up at your house, and that makes you do a will. 80% of the country does not have a
correct
will. Correct. And that solves this problem.
It solves a lot
and
of problems.
Nobody wants to think about it, that, you know, you're not going to wake up one day, but we're all going to die. So at least have it in writing on how you want it to go so you don't stop the wars. Because these two are going to end up being enemies, you know?
Agreed.
And when it comes, I'm in the middle of one of these right now. I got a call after last Sunday's show as I was driving home, and about three siblings, and there was a house, the mother died, no will, and now there was a dispute. And two of them are like kind of shaky.
Right.
One's very, got a good job, structured, good life. The other two are just about trying to get some money. And that all that whole problems could have been resolved with a will. And spelled
yep.
out. What's the next one?
Next question is, what appliances are going to be conveyed at settlement?
Well, everything that's attached, that is part of the property, is going to be conveyed at settlement unless there is an agreement in the contract. So the chandelier in the dining room that they want to take with them, they have to exclude that from the sale. Remember I had that one a couple years ago with my drummer?
Yep.
Where they wanted that chandelier, and it was nothing special, but it had some sentimental
sure.
value. And
it was a nightmare.
And he even bought him a really nice one, but they wanted the other one. It was just an ego thing. But anyway, unless it's spelled out in the contract, excluded from the sale. Like the dishwasher, the microwave in the wall,
refrigerator,
the stove. The refrigerators mostly now have to be included, but the washer and dryer that's not attached, unless it's built in somehow or something, they're not included. So if you just take for granted they're going to be there and you go through the walkthrough and they're not there, that's on you because you didn't include it in the contract.
Right. And again,
but I've seen some weird things over in my careers. We actually, years and years ago, I don't know if we actually put a dog in the agreement just for fun.
Oh my God.
Because the sellers couldn't take the dog with them and the buyers liked the dog. So we put them in special clauses, dog included in sale. It was just for fun. But if it's in the agreement, it's in there. That's why you got to be careful and make sure you read the whole contract. Remember that deal I had where they tried to cut my commission because they didn't read special clauses? And they were very arrogant to me. It was a mother and daughter team. And it was right there spelled out in special clauses. And I said to the seller, I said, Mr. Seller, that could have said Mercedes-Benz and garage included in sale. And they were like, and he looked at them and then the whole ball game changed.
Oh, my God.
Hey, you make a mistake like that, it's included.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's the next one?
Well, we're going to run out of a little bit of time on this last one, but how can I tell if a house that is up for sale currently has people living in it? Knock on the door.
That's a weird
one. Knock on the door.
Yeah, knock on the door. Ride by at night, see if there's any lights on. I mean, unless they're, you know, if it's listed, call up an agent. Find out if there's somebody in
there. Or maybe.
That's kind of a weird question.
You could
question.
Peek in the windows.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd do that.
not today. Not today.
You could get shot doing that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
But anyway, most of the time, you knock on the door. What's the big deal?
Got it.
All right. So we got to get out?
So coming up next is our topic.
Oh, so coming up next is what?
I was going to tell you what's coming up next is selling during the holidays is not at all bad in 2020.
That's right. And we're going to talk about this a little bit. So with that, you're listening to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210. All positive, all the time. We will be right back.
Good News in Real Estate with Deanne Katsaris and Mark Cumberland is proudly being provided by the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union. Not here for our profit, here for yours. Deanne and Mark will have more in a moment, but first, a message from one of our home team partners, Greentree Mortgage. How much do you qualify for? Ask Deanne now at mortgagemom.net.
All right, welcome back to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, all positive, all the time. So where are we at, Deanne?
Mark, we are up to our topic of the day, which is shopping during the holidays. Oh, wait, it's selling during the holidays is not at all bad in 2020.
No, and it's not. And we usually do this every year around this time for the last 11 years, because a lot of people besides the media not talking about real estate at all, there's all misconceptions about, like, does real estate stop in October and then start again in February? Like, those days are over, man. So anyway, selling during the holidays is generally known as the worst time of the year to sell homes. That's the myth. That's like 20% down and all the other myths. It's never a bad time anymore. And actually, over the holidays, November through January, is a really good time to sell your house. Buyers are serious. If you're going to buy a house over Thanksgiving or Christmas and New Year's, you got to move. You got to make a move. You're a serious buyer. You know, they're not just picking this time because they want it. They got to do it. And plus, like what, the 50 people that you've had looking for houses, they'll take a house anytime.
It's true.
Like, you know, just to get one. Anyone shopping for a home during the holidays probably has to buy before a certain deadline. January is a popular month for job transfers, so some buyers are looking to relocate before the new year. Investors, they also want to close before the year. There's tax reasons. If you live near a university, students, staff looking for homes between academic seasons. If you live near a military base, a servicemen, servicewomen moving into the area, work with your agent. Target these motivated buyers. Buyers have more time to house hunt. Some buyers purposely wait until their families are together for holiday vacations to start looking for a house. There are fewer homes for sale. Lots of sellers take their homes off the market during the holidays, assuming no one will be buying. That's a big-time mistake.
It is a mistake.
But I think we talked a little bit about last week about decorating your house, but not going crazy.
Right.
You know, I'm not going to comment any further, and I got in trouble there with the wife. But anyway, but serious buyers are still out there and lower inventory. So you got a good chance of standing out. Services are more available. Businesses slow down for real estate agents and lenders. Home inspectors, appraisers have less deals going on because there are realtors that take off from Halloween. It's just like they're stuck in their old ways.
Right.
These dinosaurs that, like, once Halloween happens, they kind of take a break to January.
That would scare me. And that would totally scare me.
I've never, ever been like that my whole career. I was always busy during the holidays.
I take off 2 days and I'm in a panic.
I remember showing houses on Christmas Eve. Anyway, but some of these appraisers, title companies, they're going to have a little more time on their hands. It's not going to be so crowded. Plus, the homes show better in the winter. They're decked out in lights. It's like, you know, certain religions, they're hot. They're all decorated up. And the holidays are stressful enough without having to think about staging an open house. So if you're truly not motivated to sell, it's probably best to wait a few months. But if you absolutely have to sell, don't be discouraged. There are so many buyers out there. And now, if you sell now, you probably, and you get closer to Christmas, you're going to be having that New Year's toast off to your next new house.
You know what the other...
You know, 2021 is going to start out with a bang. You got a new house.
And you could, you know? And you could defer the payments. So if you're closing in December, you could have no payment in December, no payment in January, pay off all the credit cards that you spent on Christmas shopping, and first payment's due February 1st.
Or you have more money to go spend on presents.
Right.
But a good agent can take all this burden off your shoulder and give you a lot more time to enjoy the season. It is a great time to sell. Just, if you're going to sell, just don't clutter the house up too much. Make it look fashionable.
Fashionably decorated.
Yeah, don't clutter.
So you got in trouble?
Well, she goes crazy. So, you know, like, I got the convent has, like, the foyer with the cross in the floor, and it's got a big glass door, and then there's another big door with a window. And she likes to cover, you know, Halloween stuff, so you can't see through the doors. And I like to come down a step and look down the door. You know, if the pizza man's at the door, I see the dog barking. I can't even see out the damn window. I'm like, God. Yo, take it easy with the decorations.
All right. You're going to get in trouble again.
Yeah, well.
All right, well, that was a good segment. And I think it goes hand in hand with my topic as well. And speaking of topic, we have...
Yeah, let's... The doctor.
We have Dr. A on the line with us, and today we're going to go over why teams work, part four. And I just signed up for his webinar on Thursday. I had to figure out
I just posted that central time to somebody. A couple of people asked me about Dr. A. Dr. Abelson, are you there? Hi, Dr. Abelson.
Hi, Dr. A.
So let's pick up where we left off last week. I saw your thing on Facebook. Your marketing person is doing a good job. And I posted that, and I sent it to an office that was asked me about it, too. So,
cool. Terrific.
So pick up where we left off.
It's going to be a great webinar. This is the radio program, so it's Sunday. We're pre-taping it. We're having the number one real estate team in all of Keller Williams. And I'm going to be talking with them and interviewing them for about an hour. And they've been a client of ours for a decade. So we've helped them grow from like 5 or 6 people to over 80. They have over 80 people in their in their team.
That's
team,
awesome.
It is. Anyhow, let's get back to us as far as what we're going to talk about, what the role of the leader is. Okay, and we've already done one or two sessions on this, but there's a lot of different things that effective leaders do. To have a successful team, okay? So one of the things is you need to set goals and you need to hold people accountable. A lot of times, especially when somebody's got a D&I behavioral style, they have a hard time holding people accountable.
Right.
Okay? So what they do is they set the goals, and they set the goals themselves, typically, instead of getting other people involved in setting the goals. And then what happens is they don't hold people accountable. And sometimes the people don't feel like they need to be accountable because they weren't involved in setting the goals. So you need to be
That's
involved.
A good point.
You need to get them involved in setting the goals so there is ownership. to what the goals are, to make that happen. If not, especially if you're a DR9 and you don't follow up on it, then don't expect them to hit those goals.
Yeah, and the S's and the C's. If you don't include them in the vision on where this thing's going, they're going to wonder. You don't want to piecemeal on them. They want to know why we're doing what we're doing, and where are we going, and what's the win for them.
That's right. And what happens is the S's typically feel hurt, but they won't share that with you. And what happens is the C's don't buy into it, and they start asking you all kinds of questions. Okay, and there is just this natural resistance that goes with somebody who's an intense C, you know, behaviorally. So you're totally correct on that. So whatever the behavioral style is, you really need to get their buy-in to help make the goals to be much more successful.
Yeah, I know with all my teachers at the school, at Philadelphia real estate classes, like I ask them and I try to get them involved so we all are on the same page of what the total goal is. Like my goal is take over Pennsylvania, and they know that's the goal, and
right.
it's actually starting to work, and we're seeing it. We're little tells here and there, but having them include it makes it more fun, more profitable, and they see the win for them.
Exactly. And that gets into a second thing that effective leaders do to help their team, and that is clear communications. I mean, you say you want to dominate or take over Pennsylvania. That's pretty clear. You know, so that means not just in the Philadelphia area, but throughout the state, you want to be the dominant school, right?
Yep.
So
yes.
So that is a clear communication. I got it right away. It didn't take much, you know. So the only clearer you could be is by setting, you know, particular goals or geographic areas that you want to go after, you know, area by area or a certain number of students by certain number of students.
Right. And that's how it started. And then the goal
right.
has grown and the vision has grown.
Yes. Yes.
All right. So we're going to continue this next week. What are you going to do next week on teams?
Let's finish up the role of the leader on the teams.
Right. Excellent. Sounds good.
Okay. And then what we're going to do is after that, we got one more session or one more area regarding teams. And that's going to be on what you need to build into your team. Really deals with culture.
That's good. All right. Tell them everybody how to get a hold of you, Dr. Abelson.
Go to www.abelson.net, or just email me at abelson@abelson.net.
And look at Facebook for Dr. Abelson. He's got that seminar coming up. All right. Thanks, Doc.
Well, and we're going to be interviewing all kinds of teams throughout the rest of this year and early next year. So it's not just this number one team in Keller Williams. We're going to be interviewing five or six awesome teams, and they do different things.
All right. Let us go. All right. Thanks, Doctor.
All right, if you have any questions, you can email them to Mark at 8029@comcast.net or give him a call at 267-266-5501. You can also email me at DeanneKatsaris@comcast.net or give me a call at 609-605-7153.
And a special thanks to all of our listeners and our sponsors. And we're looking for two more sponsors that want to be part of our show for 2021. And if you do, get a hold of us or call Joe Krause. And we're really looking to grow our show a little more because our listenership and our reach is big. We're Poconos to the shore. So, and we're here every Sunday, 9 o'clock. Catch us here on 1210. So with that, have a great week. I'm Mark Cumberland.
I'm Deanne Katsaris, your mortgage mom.
You've been listening to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All positive, all the time.
Thanks for listening to Good News in Real Estate, a Jacob Media production. If you're interested in learning more about the power of the radio hour, contact Joe Krause at 267-261-3428. This program is a paid commercial announcement and does not reflect the views of WPHT or its management. Today's program has been pre-recorded.
When we make a profit, you see it. Better rates, fewer fees, and we give back to the community. All the things that you want from a financial institution. Philadelphia Federal Credit Union. Not here for our profit, here for yours.